He can speak. See, he's not human. He can speak and create things.
Oh.
That's how powerful he is.
Could he even think and create things?
And when it comes to God, yeah.
He could do literally anything and create something he doesn't even know.
God is not limited like we are.
Also, how did he make water?
Same way. He just spoke it. It said the Bible. It says he created the earth, he created the heavens, he created the sun, he created the moon, and it said the water came over the earth. And one time he flooded the earth, didn't he, with Noah? He flooded it because people were evil.
He told Noah to get to the top, make an ark, and bring all of the animals in there with him and all the good people.
And the ark saved Noah from God's wrath, and that's what Jesus does for us. He saves us from the wrath of God.
The first one who he told the flooding about was Noah, and he said, you need to make this ark because it will fit you and your family and all of the animals that you can find. And then once the flood is, it was flooding for a while, but once the flood got done, once the flood stopped, it was all like really cool, and there was like a rainbow, and they got off the ark and they all were super happy.
Yep.
He also only did the flood so he could get rid of, like, they were making like a really big tower, and then God got really mad because he didn't want them making it.
What was the tower called? Do you remember?
No.
Tower. What?
Tower of Babel.
Tower of Babel. Yep, very good, Wesley.
And then he changed their language to all different colors, which is why they called it Tower of Babel, because they couldn't understand.
And that's why people today say, why are you babbling like that? Because they can't understand what they're talking about.
Oh, how's it going? Feel your back.